Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. Plenty of time for your thoughts about whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are awaiting you there. Tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
Once again, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Still to come here tonight, plenty of stuff on the table to discuss. We've gone into the Trayvon Martin situation, giving you an update on that. But coming up, to continue the theme of self-immolation, we started the show out tonight talking about a self-immolation case from New Delhi. But there is actually a case of self-immolation, sort of, involving the Chicken Man, and we'll explain to you what that's all about here if we get a chance. But first, we go to your phone calls and your thoughts. Let's talk to Barry, listening in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. Barry, you're listening to WNMT. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys. It's Barry from WTTW Radio, and you're talking about Trayvon Martin. And the one I haven't really heard it come up yet, it's one of my far-fetched ideas to look out for, but the thing with the community watch, and it scares me that that's in there that, you know, maybe, like, look out in the future for legislation in the way of getting more official sources into running the community watches, and maybe Homeland Security will have to be involved, and we can't have people doing this on their own because we have these incidents like this, and so just kind of a lookout. And the other thing is...
Before you go on with the other thing, that's an interesting bit of speculation, because, the idea would be that, well, we need to get the professionals involved here, right? And, of course, if you actually go and you look at the news, you can see there are a lot of questions surrounding the Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin case, but one thing that we know for sure is that there are plenty of racist cops, and there are plenty of cops who get away with murder, who get away with arson. They get away with destroying people's property and destroying people's lives. And the media doesn't bat an eye at that. In most cases, the media doesn't question anything coming from the police. So really, would that help anything at all to get the police involved in something? No,
right. Well,
not at all.
He's not suggesting that would be
the case. I know that. I'm talking about the issue, though, that he brings up, because it's an interesting bit of speculation I haven't heard yet regarding this. What could come out of this from the government? Go ahead.
I think specifically the police would probably not be the place to go, because that's like the antithesis of the community watch is the reason probably we have community watches, because people probably didn't trust the police, or the police weren't doing their job in the first place. I think the bigger thing to look out for is the ever expanding Goliathon of, you know, Homeland Security and just things associated with that, because I could see them very easily moving in and saying, you know, we need to be a part of this, or at least at first they'll be like, of a guy who comes around and you sign up for the community watch through us, and we'll check on you, and then maybe we'll license you, and then maybe you'll have to get licensing from us for your members to have a gun, even though you already probably had that right. And the other thing with the Trayvon Martin situation is just that, you know, they're talking about this law, the Stand Your Ground law, and it's really interesting to hear people talk about that back and forth, but it just gives people this impression, which I believe is false, that they need a law to defend themselves.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's sad that things have gone that way, but it is that way because there are so many laws prohibiting in different ways in which one can defend oneself that people eventually feel like, well, we need a law to make it clear when we can.
I contend that's imaginary. And the case in question clearly demonstrates the imaginary nature of that notion.
When you say it's imaginary, what do you mean?
It's imaginary that a law changes any of this. Like you said, Trayvon Martin, did he know about the law? He didn't know about the law. The other guy probably knew about the law because he's in the community watch. But, you know, the law, it's like the anarchist in court, as told by Utah Phillips. He said, Judge, what good are your laws? Good people don't need them and the bad people don't follow them.
That's a great point. So true. Thanks for sharing those thoughts, Barry. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, that's about it. Anytime. I'll talk again soon. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate your comments. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Once again, 855-450-3733. We've got a situation like that here in New Hampshire where there's been a proposal on the table to clarify, have a law that makes it clear that you can record the police. As though you need a law to make it clear that you should be able to record government employees.
Apparently you do. Government employees have arrested all kinds of people right. and confiscated their cameras here in New Hampshire and around the country. So,
our friend Adamo Freeman from coplock.org was in court today being arraigned on 3 felony wiretapping charges because he recorded some government bureaucrats over the phone when he was calling them for the specific purpose of interviewing them.
About being recorded on the phone. And said that he was a part of the press, right?
He said he was. I think he said he was doing an interview, and you know, he's putting together some sort of a piece. But I haven't heard the actual call, so I can't really say that necessarily is the case. But it was in reference to the case where the high school student got his head bashed against a table by a cop in the lunchroom, and that was caught on video by someone who was standing in that same lunchroom. That's what he was calling those bureaucrats to ask them about. And it's just sad, and I completely agree with his observation, that caller's observation, is that it's sad that there has to be laws passed for this. But like you're saying, Mark, these government bureaucrats will do whatever they want. They interpret the laws however they
it's
want
to. It's
the
best kind of law, in my opinion, which is one that limits the government.
The government's legislators pass a law with certain intentions, then the government bureaucrats
do whatever they do.
Interpret that law. In a certain way, which usually results in them doing whatever they want.
More power.
So the intentions are different, right? So the legislators pass it for a certain reason. The government bureaucrats use the law in a different way, and then ultimately the courts will interpret it in a third way. And then even then, it doesn't even end then, because once one court interprets the law, then you can appeal it to the next court. You go up to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court comes down with a ruling on it, but even that doesn't change anything.
There's all kinds of Supreme Court rulings that the government doesn't even seem to...
They ignore it.
Yeah.
So if the police department hears about this new Supreme Court ruling, like there's the Glick decision out of Boston. By the way, Glick was awarded like $170,000 for the police arresting him and you know, giving him a tough time over recording them mm-hmm. in public. So, you know, that's a pretty big spanking for the police department in that case. But, of course, it's the taxpayers that pay, not the actual individual officers. They're not actually liable for making those payments. So there's no real significant punishment for them in any way, shape, or form. And if the police continue to behave poorly, if the police attack the next person they see with a video camera, then that person has to go through all the court processes to try to get the same courts to agree with the other court. And it
right.
just it in doesn't the
case
work.
Of the, in the case of the Glick decision, they specifically said, look, we've ruled on this. And they gave the big punitive damages to Glick because they had ruled on it. But
they did it anyway.
The police departments across the country don't care. They say, you pull out a camera and we'll do whatever the heck we want.
And we'll get away with it. Almost every time. Because not... In most cases, the people they're harassing for video camera use aren't lawyers.
Right.
Simon Glick happened to be a lawyer.
And the punitive damages don't go to the police officers that do the arresting. They don't go to the police
department. You mean they're not assigned to them?
Well, yeah, right. Yeah. Like, if those police officers violated a ruling by those judges, they should have their pay docked, or they should be fired, or some kind of punishment should happen to them. But it doesn't. And the police departments that back them up, at that point, they've emotionally sided with the officer. They decide the officer's right, so they don't punish the officer. The police department doesn't come out of their budget. It comes just from the taxpayers. You and I, or the people of that whatever municipality or state or whatever designation, political entity, they're the ones that have to pay for the mistakes of their bureaucrats. And they're not their bureaucrats because their bureaucrats will do anything they want and their bureaucrats will throw them in jail for videotaping it. It's insane.
Your thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE. You can also bring up anything that's on your mind. Coming up, we'll tell you about the Chicken Man and how he ended up committing suicide. But first, it's Chris. Listening in Indiana. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Chris, hey, what's on your mind tonight?
All right, I got a quote here. One death is a tragedy, and 1 million is a statistic.
Right.
Jill Stalin.
Stalin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you guys both know that quote. I'm sure everybody out there listening knows that quote. Now, this whole Trayvon Martin thing, this is completely battled with my mind. Because, I mean, I know it's not 1 million people, but this one death, it is a tragedy, but I mean, you got all of this racial genocide of the black Libyans going on over in Libya.
Hold that thought, Chris. We're going to come back to you here. You can make the remainder of your point and share your thoughts with us at 855-450-FREE and our audience and you, 855-450-3733. You can also take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order. Call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the toll-free number here for you to take control of these airwaves, 855-453. That's, once again, Sickle CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website, at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that await you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see that. And if you're a lady listener, get involved over at the Shrine with the details there. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you've ever been in a situation where you felt like you've been the victim of an injustice and decided that, well, you're not going to do anything about it because it just costs too much to deal with attorneys and the court system and all that stuff, consider Jurisdictionary. Jurisdictionary is a course for people who don't have attorneys or for people who have attorneys and need to keep an eye on what they're doing. Arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. If you don't know these rules, how to make motions, how to, you know, get evidence, upon what grounds one makes objections, if you don't know those rules, you're fighting in the dark and you're not going to, you're likely not going to win. Your chances go up dramatically if you use Jurisdictionary. It's basically the civics course you should have had in high school. Works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. In fact, courts around the world that use the English common law system cost less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. You can go to jurisdictionary.com. They've got all kinds of free tools there for you. It's a real resource if you're looking to deal with the court system. It's jurisdictionary.com. When you check out, use the pull-down menu to let them know you heard it from Free Talk Live. Jurisdictionary.com.
All right, 855-450-FREE. As we continue here, Chris is listening in Indiana. Chris, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, I was mentioning that quote by Joseph Stalin, one death is a tragedy and 1 million is a statistic. Well, this applies directly to the situation with Trayvon Martin right now because, I mean, that's a tragic thing, yes, but, you know, that is such a tragedy. But then when you talk about the Libyans, the black genocide going on over there, 30 to 40,000 dead, it's just a statistic. You know what I mean?
That's yeah, all it is. I haven't even heard about it. So, it goes to show.
You're talking about Libya? The Al-Qaeda rebels that are propped up basically by us over here. And yeah, it is us. Our tax money is funding this. They are just lining up black Libyans over there and slaughtering them. 30 to 40,000 already, but that's just a statistic, you know. But this huge Trayvon Martin thing, that one person, it's a tragedy, yeah.
Well, it's funny how the media, I think your perspective is accurate on this. It's funny how the media works. They just pick some story for whatever reason, and they run with it hard all the way to the max.
If it excites people in some way.
Well, I see what
I think it's just a distraction from the economic collapse, the police state, the socialized health care, the NDAA, the inflation, the oil prices, all the wars. It's just a huge distraction to get groups, quote-unquote groups. We're all individuals. I don't think of us as all in groups. I think we're all individuals. It's groups to just bounce off one another in this big divide-and-conquer technique that's ancient. And it's just a huge ancient technique they're using to run with it, like you guys said. They're ridiculous. One person dies, and yes, that's tragic, but you got this 30 to 40,000 black Libyans being genocidally murdered over there at the hands of us.
Or how about the 40,000? How about the 40,000 police raids that happen right here in this country, which of course
make it
here.
Totally agree with that too, and they just completely ignore all. Like that guy that got shot with in that subway, and he was on a stomach handcuff, shot in the back.
Yeah, in San Francisco, the BART cop.
He was on his knees.
He only gets 1 year in jail, and that's it.
That's right.
It's ridiculous. And they did not even pay one bit of attention to this stuff. It's on video, documented, 100%. They don't even pay one cent.
Well, the BART cop situation did get some attention, but I think in general.
I don't think it's gotten the Trayvon Martin.
No, certainly not. And in general, the attention that is given to police abuse stories is very, very minimal in comparison to the Trayvon Martin story. And many of those stories are just as bad, if not worse, than the Trayvon Martin story. So it really, I think what it comes down to is the media is a bunch of chickens, and they aren't willing to take on the state because they rely too much on the state's spokespeople for news stories and information and quotes and commentary. And if they are in any way critical of the police department, then they're going to get cut off from their feed from the public information officer, and so therefore they're not going to look as good, I guess, in the eyes of what they consider their viewers versus the competition, which is getting comments from the police. And so they tiptoe and toe the line, and nobody ever really gets asked a tough question as a result of that.
Exactly, yeah, and they'll get fired if you talk about it. Hey, but, you know, I had a subject I was going to talk about. I called in about, you know, 30 minutes ago, and I was listening, and you guys were on that subject, so I just want to chime in on that. But just to change the subject just a little bit to the police on how me and a friend were talking earlier today, and here in Indiana, on our license plates, we, believe it or not, have barcodes. It's kind of like the number of the beast, quote-unquote. But anyway, we were talking, and a question came up. We were just wondering, when it comes to license plate reading, if you or any of your listeners out there know, is there when police scan a license plate, do they have all the license plate information on a CD or hard drive, or is there some kind of like built-in cloud within their police department locally?
Lots of police departments have internet access in their cars, so they're sending data over a laptop.
Yeah, I would think
terminal. So that's how they look up that information, and they are linked together via certain national databases, as I understand it.
Yeah, that was just the question, because if that was the case, then people could possibly hack into that. Is that? I mean, I'm not a hacker.
It's certainly possible
to hack into it.
Yeah, I mean, if that wireless signal is present, then certainly the people with the know-how and the tools could do that. I mean, there was a story recently. LulzSec is back. By the way, you were talking about hacktivists. LulzSec has returned, and I believe LulzSec was the group that claimed responsibility for taking down Sony last year, which was a huge deal. And LulzSec has apparently reformed, or someone calling themselves LulzSec.
This is the internet, right?
Is back.
Somebody with a V mask calling themselves LulzSec.
The big news with their return is that they have cracked into a military dating site and released the usernames, passwords, email addresses, released the full database for all the usernames on this particular site. So a lot of these people, you know, .nil email addresses, folks going into this this military dating site. And, of course, plenty of people use similar emails and passwords on various different sites. So all of this information can be used to try to crack into these people's accounts in other places. So who knows what they can do when it comes to the police departments. We've certainly seen groups like LulzSec and Anonymous and other folks that have been posting emails from police departments. They've hacked emails, or they've hacked websites, and they've taken down sites. And so, yeah, that would be a very interesting thing for them to get their fingers into and do a little monkey wrenching. Chris, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And as it turns out, with a lot of these government agencies, they're not as secure as they might like you to think that they are.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know banks tend to be a lot more secure than these government agencies. If people get into banks and hack banks, most of the time it's a lost laptop with the information on it, or it's somebody who essentially has had their stuff hacked, like they, you know, their password is password or something.
Yeah, I see where you come from there, or they've been socially engineered.
That's the terminology.
All right, more coming up here at 855-450-FREE. Coming up, the Chicken Man destroys his own life, and we'll explain what happened. It's Free Talk Live.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashes tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality, non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in a bag that is heat-sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay. Call today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet minute when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here via the toll-free number at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
Once again, 1-855-450-3733, and we invite you over to our website. You can get signed up for news updates, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. And you can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever method works best for you. All free. News.freetalklive.com. Coming up here in about less than 3 months. Coming up very soon, actually. Sooner than you might think. The Porcupine Freedom Festival 2012. We will be there, as will hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people enjoying themselves at Rogers Campground in northern New Hampshire right in the middle of June. So June 18th through the 24th is when it's happening. It's a whole week long. And whether you can make it for just the week or maybe you can only come up for the weekend, make your plans to be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. If you've ever considered moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project to join together with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, or if you just want to spend the week with some really cool folks that love liberty, this is the place to do it. There's nothing like the Porcupine Freedom Festival out there. It's got everything from, you know, the standard sort of camping activities to family fun events. Mark, what were some family fun things that you heard about last year?
Well, you know, my son was younger, so there were a lot of crafts and kids games and things like that. They had the kids Olympics, and but there was also sort of for the older kids. Once you get a little older, there was Humans versus Zombies, which was this game that was played with squirt guns.
Yes.
And that went on, you know, they seemed to do their own impromptu games at that point. And it's amazing how many sort of different festivals went on within the festival.
Sure. I mean, there's people that are partying, there's families that are having family things, and it's just a blast. So you can do whatever floats your boat, whether you're there alone or as a couple or with a family. There's things to do.
Yep.
And everything.
Lots of great food.
Right. Everything from campfires to cook-offs to eating. Lots of different options for people are cooking food there without government permission. So there's plenty of agorism going on where people are just doing business without asking for any permits or anything like that, which I always find fun. Of course, we're broadcasting live. There's going to be live musical events. There's going to be yet another one of the roasts. They're having another roast.
They're roasting Chris Lawless this year.
That's right, who is the organizer of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Organizer of the Liberty Forum. Great activist, really busy guy. And so there's so much that's going to happen. Go to porkfest.com. Get signed up. Get the early bird discount. PORCFEST.com. June 18th through 24th. You don't want to miss this. It just keeps getting better year after year. So we continue with you and your thoughts. We'll go to the phones in the fun. Zach, listening in Florida. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines.
Yeah, before I get to my point, I am coming up for Pork Fest.
Excellent.
I am a signer for the Free State Project. I'm moving up as soon as possible.
Fantastic. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Just calling about the Trayvon Martin case and how that ties in with the non-aggression principle and, like, when it's okay to retaliate against someone you feel is aggressing against you. Because in Trayvon's case, I mean, I think with how everything turned out, it seemed that obviously he knew he was being followed by this sketchy guy. Right?
So it would appear.
And he might have thought that, you know, he was going to get mugged or robbed or something. Because it kind of looks really suspicious when someone's following you for that long.
Well, I don't know that you mugged or robbed by a guy that was following you slowly in a pickup truck. I don't know. That sounds strange.
Well, you don't know anything, Mark. I mean, it's all kinds of paranoid thoughts can go through your head if that's what's happening.
Indeed,
to you.
I don't know. It doesn't fit the mugging profile, right? I mean, like it fits is some overzealous person who believes that they're imbued with some kind of authority. If only that authority is based on age.
But he doesn't know about that, right? Like he just sees some creepy guy in a
truck. Lots of people believe that they get authority simply based on age.
I see what you're saying.
I mean, as a kid at the sidewalk,
he was being followed in the car first and then on foot.
Right.
Yeah, and you've got a guy that's twice
like,
yourself.
It was just like, yeah, kind of, I mean, from his perspective, that could seem really, I mean, he's by himself, he doesn't have anyone.
Yeah.
You know.
It's threatening.
So he runs and hides, and then he sees the guy.
It's threatening, sure.
Yeah.
So,
I just don't think it fits the mugging profile.
And is it okay, like, but even when he gets attacked, is it okay for him to use deadly force against him? You know, like, you can always, I don't know, I don't know if that constitutes.
So, I guess this is the question, we don't know what happened, right? The story keeps on changing over time, and I'm going to work with the narrative where Trayvon was hiding behind, some part of the building, jumps out and attacks this guy as he's going by, whether the guy has a chance to see him or not. I don't know what the specifics are. None of us do. But don't you think that he's initiated force by jumping out and attacking this guy, even though he felt threatened by him?
That's really where the line is drawn.
Yep.
Where, like, who initiated the force, you know? In Trayvon's perspective, I don't know. I don't want to stereotype, but when you're that age, you're more prone, like, in school. Like, you'd be more likely to retaliate against somebody like that. And he's in that kind of mindset, you know?
That may be true, but the other guy's only 28. I mean, there's plenty of jacked up.
Something that came out recently.
Say what?
Is, Trayvon's YouTube account came out recently. About a day or so.
He's seeming pretty tough.
He actually filmed people fighting. Like, it's just like two fight videos at school where he's like talking in the background. Yeah.
Well, I think your analysis is correct. Certainly young men are more prone to violence than older men, but 28 isn't that much, you know. I mean, 28 is still pretty young, all things considered, as far as George Zimmerman is concerned. And, of course, we also shared with you that Zimmerman had a criminal history of domestic. He's been charged with domestic violence and attacking, resisting an officer with violence. So it looks like his daddy helped get him off of those charges, and daddy happens to be a former Orange County magistrate judge. So we may be dealing with two individuals who are, have a proclivity toward being violent, and what happened when the two of them were you know, placed in the same vicinity as one another. But, you know, I agree with you that Trayvon should not have attacked this man, if that's indeed what happened, and that's not
hard
for
to
sure
know
right now. If he did attack him, he shouldn't have. That continued the cycle of violence. But I think it was certainly
pulling out a camera and saying, "Hey, what are you doing? Why are you following me? Aren't you really kind of weird?"
That would have been more effective for sure. But I think that Zimmerman is certainly at fault for putting him in a position where he may have been afraid and may have felt like that it was okay to what he might have considered retaliate against an intimidating potential attacker or get the jump on someone that he felt was attacking. I'm not saying it was right, but I am saying that Zimmerman put him in that position by being creepy and following him.
Yeah, it shouldn't be a surprise when you go around scaring people that someone acts back.
Exactly right. Anything else you want to share, Zach?
That's really it.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you and see you at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Let's talk to Frank, listening in New York City. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How are you doing, guys?
Hey, Frank.
Good. Well, the activity, the talk down here is the $500 million Mega Millions, the biggest jackpot in history, and everyone's sort of focused on that. They say it may get up to $640 million by Friday night. But getting back to the Glick case, what's interesting about that is that he was an attorney who was fully aware of the law when he did the videotaping, I guess, several years ago and was arrested. And they had a very good judge in that case in Massachusetts who was able to actually confront, you know, the district attorney and the police department saying, do we want to continue to spend, you know, millions of dollars appealing this case and going through it, or do we want to, you know, follow the law as it exists? And there are very few courageous judges now, especially regarding issues, the First Amendment and, you know, the Constitutional Bill of Rights that have been abrogated, you know, since Homeland Security Act 1 and 2, the Patriot Act. I'm sorry, Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security Act, the Military Commissions Act, and then most recently the Defense Appropriations Act of December of last year. So in a sense, I think we need to commend that judge for his insight regarding the law, and we need more judges like that as opposed to those that have been appointed. That's all I want to say tonight, guys.
Frank, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. The Chicken Man. How did he kill himself? Why? We'll explain. Who is he? This is Free Talk Live.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights, and see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Available now, 4 News Alms from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
And they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know the importance of having storable foods. But what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you and your thoughts. If you dial in now to 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website as well at freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. $3 a month is all the amp program costs, and it's $3 a month that makes a big difference for us, because that $3 we can take and combine with other people's $3 and then use that to buy ads and reach out to other radio stations and help bring new stations on board, which means more new people will come across the ideas of Liberty. And you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, AMP-only forum. Get all the details over at amp.freetalklive.com. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. So we will circle back around to where we began tonight, which was self-immolation. And we were talking about how in India, New Delhi, there was a man who immolated himself a couple days ago. He ended up dying in the hospital. And severely burned, and there's just a stunning photograph that you'll be able to see later on tonight over at bbs.freetalklive.com in the show prep section. But now, we were talking about how in the U.S., when somebody self-immolates, it just doesn't have the same mass media effect. Like, for instance, we saw this story about the New Delhi piece that's half a world away.
Yeah, and it's as if the press in this country says, look how messed up it is around the rest of the world. People are setting themselves on fire. But when people set themselves on fire in this country, they say to themselves, look at this. If they say anything, they say, well, it's just a crazy person.
And I think that the guy who set himself on fire here in our little town of Keene, New Hampshire, was to some extent kind of crazy.
Well, like he pushed to the edge.
Right. He had lost it, and he was talking about violence, and he wanted people to set the courthouse on fire, and I don't agree with his perspective, but I understand why he did what he did. I understand how frustrated he was and how screwed up the court system is. So there was a lot I could agree with what he said, but I didn't agree with his chosen suggested solution. Like, he wanted other people to burn the courthouse down, and I don't think that burning...
I mean, if you're ready to set yourself on fire and you think that burning down a courthouse is the solution, why didn't you burn down the courthouse?
Yeah, it's weird. So, but all that aside, I don't think violence is...
No, I don't think it is either.
I think, though, that somebody setting themselves on fire is a very, very significant thing, and we should pay attention when someone does that. And we should ask why.
and look very carefully into the reasons. And thankfully, the guy that set himself on fire here left a lengthy suicide note, so we know exactly what his reasoning was. We know exactly what he was trying to do. But the media doesn't want to play this out. And whatever that is, whatever the reason is for it, maybe it's because they just think he's crazy. It's easy to write him off, write these people off as nut jobs. Or maybe it's because they're complicit with the government and trying to paint this picture of everything's okay here, and we just want to help the government shove this under the rug. Because around here, the local government guys refuse to release any video or photographs of the death scene. And that's not because when I asked for those, not because I want to engage in being morbid or I want to pander to the lowest common denominator. It's because I feel like this guy killed himself in a public manner because he wanted people to see. He wanted people to know. But if you announce it in advance, someone's going to show up. They're going to have a fire hose ready, so it's not going to happen. But he wanted people to know. That's why he did it in public. He didn't do it inside the privacy of his own home. He did it so he could be seen and make a statement. And to me, that's justification enough to release this. Their excuse was that, oh, well, some members of the family don't want it released, so therefore they have an overriding interest, and you don't get to see anything.
Click.
And so what they basically did was, you know, they found family members that were friendly to the state, and they put them on their side, and the judges ruled in their favor, and so no one gets to see this video footage. It's right. Gone, allegedly.
So the clear and obvious wishes of the guy who set himself on fire are overwrought
his own family.
Yeah, by somebody in the family. And, you know, no doubt there are people in the family that don't want this scene, but, you know, that would side with the government. I mean,
right. This
isn't, it's his life. It doesn't belong to his mother. It doesn't belong to his ex-wife. It doesn't belong to his kids. As nice as those people might be, those people have not one bit of legitimacy stepping in here.
So let me tell you another story. This one is fresh. This is out of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and RawStory.com. A Roswell, Georgia man who fought with the city over his right to keep chickens on his suburban property blew himself up at his house today. This is from a few days ago, yesterday. The home of the man, Andrew Wardis, was in foreclosure. Investigators believe he poured gasoline all over the house and set it on fire rather than be evicted. A body was found in the house after the fire. Wardis started raising chickens on his one-acre property in 2005.
An acre?
Acre's pretty big. That means his neighbors aren't right next door.
They haven't mentioned roosters yet. Chickens, roosters, two different things.
Well, this habit led to several confrontations with the city, which soon passed laws making roosters illegal.
Okay.
The money Wardis spent on the
I gotta say, man, you know, if you're in a suburban area with an acre of property and you've got a rooster, you're going to have some unhappy neighbors.
Do you think they're using the term chickens interchangeably here for roosters?
Well, you know, yes. A chickens and roosters together are referred to as chickens. Roosters are referred to roosters and chickens are referred to as chickens, so yes.
So
hens would probably be the most appropriate way to refer to female chickens.
The money that Ward has spent on his chickens and the legal battles may have contributed to his failure to make payments on his home. This morning, Ward has called a news reporter for a local TV station and told him to come to the house. Soon thereafter, the police arrived to evict him. Alexa Stevens and Patrick Fox of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution report as follows, saying that marshals informed the 53-year-old Wardis 3 weeks ago that he would be evicted and then arrived at his home at about 10:45 on Monday with the Fulton County Marshal's Office. Wardis refused to come out or allow anyone entry. Officers tried to speak to him through the front closed door and a window. During the two-hour standoff, Wardis was in contact with Channel 2 Action News. Their reporter Mike Pechnik, who was outside the residence, he said Wardis called him Monday morning and told him to come to the house. And with Channel 2's truck sitting outside his home, Wardis told Pechnik to tell the marshals to get off of his property. And then once he advised us to leave his property, we retreated, according to one of the cops, apparently, and that's when the explosion happened. Among Wardis' last words to Pechnik were, "I appreciate everything, brother. I appreciate everything you've done. I can't tell you what's going to happen." He said, "It ain't pretty, though." Moments later, an explosion rocked the house.
Mm.
And apparently the video is available at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, but this man pushed to the edge by the city government who were refusing to allow him the freedom of raising animals on his own property.
Well,
and
this is one of those
took his own life over this.
I agree with I agree that he was pushed to the limit, but this is one of those tough situations. I mean, in the absence of a marketplace where people can choose to live together in small groups that have sort of rules like a homeowners association or something like that, we have often zoning rules, different zones within a city, and they decide what you can do in different places. These people,
and that's not okay. Zoning is terrible.
I understand there's problems with zoning, but there are problems with homeowners associations too, but you consider those to be completely legitimate.
Because people volunteer to get into them. In this
case,
people
do voluntarily buy their houses where they buy their houses.
In this case, they pass the law after the fact.
I understand. I got you.
Right.
But, what if there are no roosters in that neighborhood, and then you bring a rooster into a neighborhood, it's going to be upsetting. Try to imagine what this is like for a second, Ian. Imagine your next-door neighbor gets a rooster. And you hate that alarm that goes off in the middle of the city at all hours of the day and night when the cops feel like going by.
Right, but it's okay because the city's running that alarm,
right,
so
absolutely.
It's fine with
but
them.
These roosters are going to go off literally every 5 to 15 minutes in the morning, mm-hmm. starting at 4 a.m., okay? What?
Look, Mark, if you don't like it, then buy a property in a deed-restricted neighborhood where no roosters are allowed.
This is your solution to
solve this
but
problem.
These people bought property where there were no roosters.
The market can solve this problem. If you want to plan for, you should plan for the future of what could possibly happen. And if your neighbor's being loud is an issue, whether it's a rooster or some guy getting out with a weed whacker at 7 in the morning,
it's reasonable to call the cops if your neighbor's being loud, right?
I think that if you have a contract you want to bring to court, then that's fine.
Well, is being loud an initiation of force?
Some could argue that it is.
Right, that buying a rooster is being loud.
Okay, but then it just depends on when you can be loud. Is it an initiation?
It is not okay to be loud at 4 a.m.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. What if I work the overnight shift and I'm trying to sleep during the middle of the day? Do I have less rights than the average person? Should I be able to call the police because someone's mowing their lawn while I'm trying to get go to sleep at 3 in the afternoon?
At the very least, when you bought your house, you knew that people were going to mow their lawn at 3 in the afternoon. I mean, at least you knew that. That's something you stepped into the situation understanding. I've had a lot of houses in suburban and more urban areas. I mean, the regular, sort of houses with lots. If my neighbors got roosters, it would drive me bananas.
I see where you're coming from, Mark, which is why I say that all property should be privately owned, and then you should be able to get into agreements with your neighbors about what is and what is not appropriate. So if you want to live in a place where people are very controlled in how much noise they can make, you should be able to live in that place. But you should think about those things in advance and buy your property
right.
appropriately.
That's Ian's
philosophy. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.